This is an uncensored podcast about sex, sexuality, gender, and body stuff. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to protect the anonymity of its participants. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Make Sex With Me. I am your host, Drew Michael. And today, we have a special guest live from Pennsylvania. Are we still saying that? Do you still live in Pennsylvania?
I still live in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
It's our friend, Felicia. How are you?
Oh, I'm just groovy. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I am so tired. I'm so old. Like, how old are you? I'm to the point where, like, if I don't do the same thing every day, like, if it changes at all, like, I feel like there's no ground underneath me. Like, so yes. This, instead of working today, I, like, taught some little kids how to do theater, and, like, it literally ruined my life. Like, I hate them. Also, kids are so stupid. Like, I feel... They're just not smart humans.
They're not. That's right. They're not born smart.
Actually, the funny thing, there was a bunch of kids, and most of them were like 12, 13, 14. One little girl was 9, and she was like the smartest one out of all of them, and like the most talented. Definitely. And I was like, yes, bitch.
I think I'm not a kid person. And we'll talk more about that here coming up. But I think I could do, like, 0 to 5, maybe 6, and then just, like, fast forward to 20. But, like, all the kind of shit between, like, 6 and adulthood, I really don't want anything to do with. So I admire that you worked with that age all day. That's great. I would be thrilled as well.
I didn't get paid. It was like a volunteer thing. Yeah.
Wow.
This is the beta. Like the guy who put it together, he's like, we're going to try it out with this group and then like show the families that like, this is a really good thing. And then next year, maybe we can charge them. And I was like, I'm not going to do another year of this. Like, this is it. Like, I'm just going to get paid. It's fine.
Is this like multiple sessions or just like one day?
Yeah. So today I was like, we're just going to experiment with what movement is. And like, they all got to like choreograph a little bit. And we talked about different kinds of movement, and we like listened to different kinds of music. And we were like, what does this make you feel? And for some reason I got them talking about colors. And so every time I'd play a song, they would just tell me what color it was. And I was like, okay, but what kind of movements would you make? Like, I was like, we're not talking about fucking painting. We're talking about movement. So, like,
right.
I don't know. Half these kids probably won't ever try to do anything on a stage later, but maybe one will. One will. It'll be that little 9-year-old.
Probably.
Well,
good for you, Drew.
What did you do today, Felicia?
Oh, what did I do today? Well, I fell asleep without setting an alarm. So that's always a recipe for disaster for me because I don't wake up until the afternoon when that happens. Mm-hmm. So I slept until like 12:30 or 1. I woke up and already felt behind, you know, it was great.
Yeah.
But I am trying this new thing, this new morning thing. Been doing it for the past like probably week at this point. Heard about it on the podcast. And...
That's the best place to learn.
I agree. Yes, yeah. It's a plant podcast that I listened to, and they had some like ex-Broadway sort of spiritual woo-woo plant enthusiast on, and I was like, not sure if this is really my bag. But she was talking about how her mental health, like during the pandemic, was real shitty, and she kept doing like the normal things that she would to sort of maintain, but she needed to make some other changes. And so she did, and one of those changes was to, like, stop using the alarm clock on her phone so that, like, the first thing that she interacted with in the morning was not her phone, like, not a screen.
Yes.
And then she would just, like, make the conscious decision to spend the first, like, few minutes of her day with her plants. And I have, like, a lot of plants, and I was like, maybe that's something I can try. So I've been trying that for the past week, and actually, wow, 10 out of 10, totally recommend.
I love that. I literally ignore all my plants all the time, and they're all dying. So that would be great for me.
That would be great. I mean, give it a try. I, like, don't even spend those first few minutes, like, caring for them. I literally just look at them. I'm just like, you're pretty. Like, you're crispy. Like, you know. It's just better than Twitter and like text messages and emails about 40% off sales at Old Navy, like shit I don't care about that would normally like just clutter up my brain from the jump every day. This feels like a much cleaner start. It's nice.
I've been already noticing there's a particularly crispy one behind your head. What is that, like a so like a hanging pine tree, like what is that?
This one?
Yeah.
So this actually isn't crispy. This is like a fairly healthy portrayal of what this plant is. Oh. It's called Hoya linearis. And that's just like its growth habit is like these long sort of almost like hair, like dreadlocks or something with like little like needle, like the leaves are kind of needle shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoya.
This motherfucker is. This is a real crisp. This one takes the crispy award. And normally I have like a huge room humidifier going, but it would make a lot of noise in the background. So I'm gonna hold on right now.
Are these plants like near a window? Like how do they live? Like it looks like
Yeah, they're across from a south facing window. So there's actually like a good amount of light. Plus I have an overhead light with like many, many bulbs, and some plants can survive on artificial light like that. So
oh, yeah.
It's a combination of things.
I didn't know that. Also, I would need like a compass to know like what way is south in my house. I mean, I can kind of tell because we're near the ocean. I can kind of say like the ocean is over there, I think. So that means that like south is probably over there.
It sounds good to me. I don't
but
know.
South Carolina, like, is kind of diagonal. Like, it kind of juts out a little bit, or doesn't it? Maybe it juts in. It's really crooked. Nothing is the way it needs to be around here.
Based on political news and such, yeah, I would agree with that.
It's really bad news. I think I killed a plant that looks like that Hoya baby. Like,
oh, no.
It was long, but it was much less, like, sprucey. Like, it was, like, thin, and even when I got it I think it wasn't that healthy, so like I don't blame myself for it dying slowly over the course of a year. I blame like the person who had it before me.
Absolutely, always.
It was already doomed.
Definitely.
I also once killed an air plant, which is like ridiculous.
No, those are easy to kill. People think that people think that air plants are easy. They're not. They require a very specific humidity in order to thrive because they're like not getting water. So other than like it being misted in their direction, you know? So they're actually like pretty not easy.
Well, for the
I don't know why people think that they're hard, but
well, because they tell you, they're like, you just once every 2 weeks, you soak it for like 2 minutes in some water and then take it out and throw it in your glass bulby thing. But for the first, like, I feel like I had it for like 2 months and forgot to do anything and nothing happened. And I thought, I was literally convinced that this thing was just plastic and I had been lied to. And because sometimes air plants look like when they're little, they don't even look like real plants. They just look
I agree.
like something from fucking Pier One Imports. And I was like,
They,
someone has gotten me to douse this thing in water every 2 weeks for no reason.
they remind me of the little bows that people put on like Christmas gifts.
Oh,
Like,
yeah. They
yeah,
could be
that's what air
really,
plants
really
remind me of.
pretty. So I'm gonna try that. I've been trying, like, I have an app that pops up when I wake up in the morning and tells me not to look at my phone, but I'm already looking at it when it pops up, so it's like kind of weird.
That seems a little
It's almost
a
like
little
stop.
backwards.
It's like stop. But also the logo for this app, it looks very much like the gold and blue Ukrainian colors, and so that already gets my brain in a bad place.
Yeah.
And
Just
then just what?
throw the phone in the trash can, I
Just throw it
think.
away.
Throw it. Don't litter it, but like chuck it under your bed or like the box of Goodwill shit that rides around in your car for like 2 years at a time. Just like stick it in there. That's how
In
I'm
there.
feeling about phones these days. I'm like, I am not interested in what you're providing me with, which is just like spam calls and bullshit emails and like notifications that there's an Uber Eats sale. I don't care.
Right.
Make it go away.
A long time ago, I realized that I didn't want to have a voicemail, and so I let it fill up, and then I never emptied it.
That's smart.
iPhone has just done something wherein, like, if your voicemail's full, they'll now send you a text and say, like,
No.
this person called, and here's like a talk to text of what they said. So now I'm getting like text messages whenever someone calls. And I guess I like it because I can see like what the shit is. But I remember like I was getting a lot of scam likely calls, and then I wasn't getting any for the longest time, and now I'm getting scam likely calls again. So I'm wondering like what I've done to like shift the
Same.
what did I do?
I don't know. I wonder the same thing all the time because, like, I get, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 calls a day that are like, thanks to a Pennsylvania bill, blah, 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 you qualify for solar power. And I'm like, that'd be great, except you're a fucking asshole bot. Like,
Yeah.
you know, frustrating.
Also,
Dumb,
like,
dumb, dumb, dumb.
if you wanted solar panels or whatever, you could just get them. Like, you wouldn't have to, like, respond to a phone call from some random thing.
Isn't that the fucking truth? It drives me nuts. You know who else is like the worst about spamming me with phone calls is my fucking health insurance company.
Oh.
They're so bad. I'm like, Aetna, leave me be. Leave me be. I don't want to do your survey about anything ever.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I'm well aware that I have an appointment. I made it. Like,
Oh,
I don't need a reminder. Also, the fucking facility texts me and sends me an email, and I have an app. Like, I don't need a phone call as well. I
right.
promise. I'm not late. It's in like 5 days. Like, fuck off.
My insurance company will now like so the pharmacy will like text me every day once my refill is in for my antidepressant. But if I ignore them like 3 different times, like Blue Cross Blue Shield will call me and be like, you need to pick up your prescription. And I literally don't understand it because they're like paying for it. Like, why would they want to remind me? There's got to be something I don't understand about health insurance.
I'm with you there too, because I also get fucking bombarded with text messages from my pharmacy, even though I've opted out of all the alerts. I'm like, why you keep sending? Like, I know. I'm well aware when I run out of medicine. Like, I know more than anyone else. I
Yeah,
know.
I'm
Like,
aware.
it.
I am itchy. I know. I need to
That's
fill up
right.
prescription for
It's
drugs.
just so confusing. And then they'll get bitchy. They'll like, it'll be like, your refill for omeprazole is ready. And then the next day, it'll say the same thing. And then the next day, it'll say the same thing. And it's like, I'm not out of meds. I have like a 10-day buffer or whatever. So, like, I'm not out, right? And then, like, on day 4 or whatever it is, they'll send a message being like, how likely are you to pick up this prescription today? One, not a chance. 10, like, I'm on my way. I'm like, this seems oddly snarky for a fucking automatic text message.
They're like, what? According to our records, you should be suffering like intense withdrawals right now.
That's right.
Are you alive? Have you killed yourself? I'm good.
Only because of the spamming that I receive on my phone. That's what makes me the most likely to kill myself.
My pharmacist refilled my prescription this time with 90 pills instead of 30. And I'm starting to think like he doesn't want to see me as much.
I love the 90-day system. I think your health insurance just did a pre-auth for 3-month supply is what that means. And that's great.
That is great because it's so much more convenient. I think it's because I have a new health insurance plan this year and my previous plan wouldn't allow it. But this one does apparently. So it's cool.
Probably. Things are looking good. I would bet that in 30 days you start getting text messages from your pharmacy saying like your refill has been declined for this supply of whatever antidepressant because like the robot isn't smart enough to pick up on the fact that you switched to a 90-day supply because that's happened to me as well.
But I'm gonna have to call them and they're gonna be like so upset because I'm calling them and they hate talking to people.
They do.
Let's talk about a few dumb, sexy things.
Excellent. Pardon the clinking. I'm taking a sip of my drink.
I need an actual drink. I wonder if I should. Oh, I should not. I got really drunk. I've been, like, getting drunk and, like, spending lots of money, like, while I'm doing it. And that's just so dumb. Because, like, I could just get drunk at home for free, basically.
You could. That's an option.
There's always men involved, though, I feel like. Is that true? There's either men involved or there's, like, me and a drunken girlfriend, like, talking about men. Yes. So, and, you know, whether they're in the room or not, there's men involved.
Always. In everything.
I know. We're going to segue into how long it's been since we've had sex in a bit.
Oh my God. I can't count that high, Drew. It's not fair.
Well, it's been so long that I am now having really vivid dreams about like people that I don't actually want to sleep with, but like have considered it before. Because I've considered sleeping with just about everybody.
Right.
Mostly men.
Mostly. I'm turning my camera off. This is too much. I feel like I just flapped on my side like a seal and Drew saw it. Oops.
I
pushed something dumb. Oh. Sorry. Okay, there. I disappeared, right?
Yeah, you're totally gone. You're gone.
I love that.
You're a little closer to your microphone than you were before.
Okay, how's that?
That's perfect.
Oh, wonderful.
So I had this dream about this guy I know who, like, we used to be friends with his fiance, and she's really fucking cool. She's like this like OnlyFans creator person, and like made like $75,000 a year, like just like showing pictures of her pussy.
Yes.
Which I'm so like, how do I sign up?
Same.
For a pussy. And then so her fiance was like this like kind of like dickwad, like he would always like say the wrong thing at parties and like we'd all like get like really like we'd be like, oh my God, you're so fucking dumb. And he'd like embarrass himself and his girlfriend and like us, and like he also was like probably a Trumper, and he also like probably was like he's like that red pill kind of thing. I've talked about him before. He like at some point he might have been like in a position to like teach young single men like how to like be rude and like mean to girls to make them like them more, like that whole scene of like
that's so special
powering incels. Well, I had a dream about fucking him and I did butt fuck him in the dream, and
you topped.
I think I fucked him, and it was funny because in the dream he had a really tiny little penis, and I was like, I'm into that. Let's put that in my whole mouth. Like, let's put your penis and your balls in my mouth at one time easily.
Yeah.
And I don't, maybe it was more of like like I was like emasculating him, which is fun. But like definitely saw him like the next day and was like, "Ooh, why do I feel like these tender feelings about you? Like we had like really good sex last night and we definitely didn't."
Oh, okay, that is not where I thought this was going. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, and he, of course he's unaware unless he had a similar dream at exactly the same time, like as if
We're
we
gonna go with that.
I
I like
believe he
that. I
did.
like the version.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think that I need to get over that. But I've definitely had sex dreams about like friends and been like kind of like, oh, like kind of flirty with them the next day, like, hey, what's going on?
Interesting.
They're like, hi.
I don't think I've ever had a sex dream about somebody and then like had that improve any in-person interaction afterwards.
You're able to like cut it, like this was just a dream, like we're done.
Yeah, 'cause it's always like really inappropriate people. It's never like, oh, that guy at work is so hot. And it's never that. It's always like the gross people or like the completely unattainable people or like the gay people or like things that like don't make sense. I wake up and I'm like, what? What was my brain doing? You know? I don't know. Oh my
Yeah,
God.
I
I
mean,
hope you can hear my cat who's like, I'm like laying down on the floor and Archie is investigating my microphone. I don't know if you can hear him.
I did maybe hear that. Also, how did you get to the floor from the bed? Like, you just melted
I've been
off
on
the
the floor the
bed.
whole time.
Oh, I thought you were laying on the bed.
I am actually Alex Mack. No, I have been on the floor the whole time. I was just sitting up and now I'm laying down.
Oh, you have like a blanket or
Yeah.
something. I was like, that looks so cozy. I was super into it.
I do. I put a blanket down and like a bunch of pillows. This is like the jungle portion of my room where it's like really meant to be the gym portion of my room, but I like don't touch any of the equipment over here. It just collects dust. And instead, I just lay on the floor and look at plants.
Well, your birthday is 420.
It is.
Does that make you an Aries or a Taurus or a cusp?
I'm cusp, but I would say based on my personality, I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, 'cause Taurus likes like nice things and like the likes having a beautiful home and like just like everything is cozy and adorable, and that's like pretty much how I would describe your house. Like when I was visiting, I was like, "Oh my God."
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I
Yeah.
just think I'm a Taurus because I'm a stubborn bitch. I
Well,
like your version better.
I am also a Taurus. I think,
Wait, are you really?
yeah, I'm May 15. I'm like the most Taurusy Taurus.
Oh my God. Why
Like,
did I think you were a Leo?
well, Cindy's a Leo, and me and Cindy are kind of like the same person with different genitals.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, we're really similar. Sometimes, I mean, I think Leo and Taurus get along really well, but they both are a little self, I don't know. Leo's like really likes to be the center of attention, and I think Taurus doesn't mind it. So sometimes it's like a little bit like, I
I
don't know.
can see that. I have a lot of Leo friends.
Yeah, I do too. Well, I mean, we have a lot of friends who are into like performing too, you know?
That's true.
So maybe
Yeah.
that's something, but I totally believe in it. I totally believe in astrology. It's like everything.
Cool.
Did you know that I have nipple clamps in my office here?
Are they vibrating or just like stationary
Well,
ones?
so they were on the lamp, so they're actually really hot. So there's like a tassel that goes down your back, and this
Okay.
Priscilla bought me these for Christmas, and then they come over your shoulders, and then the little clamps. Oh, there's a big hair on that. It's not from my nipple, it's from my head. These big clamps just go boop on your little nips.
I wish I was watching this right now, but I'm totally not.
Oh, okay. Then I'll stop pointing.
just realized this is probably a visual thing, and I'm like looking at my Hoyas and ears.
My boobs, then. I was doing
it. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I just I have them hanging from my lamp, and every time I record now, I just mention them, and I'm sure people have hearing about it again and again.
I love nipple clamps, so I'm all about it. Good for you.
I do too. Like, my nipples are not very sensitive, but like a little clampy clamp is like nice. But like, I wouldn't want someone to chew on my nipples, but like somewhere in between chewing on them and like just touching them, I need that kind of tension. Like, I need that.
My nipples are extremely sensitive, and I want someone to chew on them. What does that make me?
I don't know. That's hardcore.
It's pretty hardcore.
I know that. Yeah. I heard someone once tell a person that they wanted them to, like, chew the shit out of their nipples, like bubblegum, and it was like,
ow.
Ow. Like, what? Like, back, like, molars. Like, I want your back teeth, like, on this nipple.
No, that's too much. That's too much. I think I have to, like, I think with, like, every person ever who's, like, done any sort of nipple play with me, I've had to be like, you need to incorporate more teeth, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really nice, because I think that a person shouldn't just assume that they should use more teeth on your nipples. But, like, you should feel comfortable asking for a little bit more teeth.
Yes.
Please, absolutely. A little bit more.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that I haven't had sex in a while, of course, but, oh, hello. It's my nipple clamps again. But the last time I had sex, I don't think I was, like, brave enough to, like, ask for things during sex. Or maybe I, like, just didn't know the person, and I just was like, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say that I bought some nipple clamps a while ago, and they're vibrating, and I quite enjoy them. They're, like, very clampy, though. They're, like, really fucking spring-loaded. It's kind of like putting a clothespin on your nipples. It's like, wah! And then you turn on the vibrator, and it's like, whoa, what the fuck? But it's in a good way, you know?
Oh, wow. Do you clamp it, like, do you kind of, like, pull the nipple out and clamp it more, like, on the areola, or do you get just that little nippy-dippy?
Just the nippy-dippy.
The little dippin' dot.
The dippin' dot. The right on the braille, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of how most guys play with your nipples at first. It's like they're reading a book in braille. And you're like, mm-hmm. No, I want you to pull it. I want you to put it in your mouth and chew on it.
Exactly.
Great. Let's take a little break, and then we'll come back and talk about some more sexy stuff. I like am kind of mad because I bought Campari, and I bought Campari because I wanted to do that Negroni Spagliata thing that everyone talking yes. about. But
yes.
I don't like Campari nearly as much as I like Aperol, and I'd really like to get some Aperol, I think, because I love it with, like, just a little bit of soda water, but Campari with soda water is very, like, astringent. It's, like, really, like, it's just too much. It needs, like, a little, like, I would do Campari with soda water and then, like, some lime. For some reason, that, like, helps.
Okay.
But I don't.
Do you have any champagne or bubbly wine of any kind?
I usually do. Are you suggesting I do it with champagne?
Yeah, you can just basically make an Aperol spritz, but with Campari. So, like, yeah, that's what I would recommend.
I would also like that and recommend it again. Do you have this thing where you just completely forget what you're saying in the moment?
Every day of my life, yes.
Oh, my new thing too is Prosecco, and then you do like a half a shot or a shot of Saint Germain, which is the elderflower liqueur.
Yes, so very good.
Mm-hmm. Let's drink. So, you were telling me that you had something you wanted to talk about having to do with, well, first of all, let's talk about, I haven't had sex in a long time. And actually, I was talking to a guy last night, or I was at brunch yesterday, and he was saying he hadn't had sex. And this is a guy that I might have sex with. So, like, I think him and I should just, we just need to have sex with each other just for each other's sake. Like, just like to help each other out, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Even if we're both bottoms, like let's just like back up on a double-ended dildo, or like let's just, I mean, I'll fuck
Sure.
him if he wants me to fuck him, like whatever at this point. But like it's been like I've lived here for 5 years, and I definitely didn't have anal sex for like I want to say at least a half a year before I left New York, if not
Okay.
more. So like it's been 5 or 6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a long time, Drew.
And I'm ready to grow my genitals back. Like I'm ready to wake up.
Right. You're ready to like fertilize your wiener.
I want to get
Like, wake
fertilized.
up, it's spring. Right.
I want to roll around in fertilizer.
Yeah, don't we all?
But you also haven't had any sex in a minute.
Well, yeah, it's been a very long time, Drew. And here's the funny thing. Oh boy. You know how I don't like kids?
Yeah.
Right. So then I just got some news that's interesting. Oh
You
boy.
inherit a child from a dead relative?
I wish. No, I don't want that. But it would be easier to digest, I think, if that was the situation.
What happened?
Let me start from the beginning.
Okay.
So, I think that last time I was on the podcast, I might have talked about like colposcopies, how like when you have an abnormal Pap smear, you have to go in for like a cervical biopsy. Does this sound familiar?
Yes, I've heard of the word cervix before.
Okay, excellent. Well, basically, I had HPV back in the day, so my Pap smears would always come back like abnormal. And when they come back abnormal, you have to have a colposcopy, and that means that they basically start off like a Pap smear. They like spread you open and visualize your cervix, but then instead of just like swabbing around it, they take like a sample of it, like. Imagine like sticking a cherry pitter up somebody's hoo-ha and just like taking a chunk of their flesh in like the most sensitive part of their body. And because it's a gynecological procedure, there's no pain management
What?
because we're a barbaric society, right? So I have had seven unmedicated colposcopies in my life, and I'm done. Like, I'm done playing games. Something like clicked in my brain this year, and I was like, cool. So if I get an abnormal result on my Pap smear, like, it's just, I'm not having this procedure done again. It's just not, I'm done, right? So the last Pap smear that I had actually came back normal. You know, my body like finally cleared the HPV virus. Thank goodness. And then this Pap smear came back abnormal, and I was like, you're fucking joking me. Like, what in the actual hell? Or maybe I might have lied. Two paps ago was abnormal. Two paps ago was normal. The last one was abnormal. I had a really bad colpal experience, and this Pap smear was abnormal as well. I have a different gynecologist now, and I was like, here's the deal. I'm not doing this unmedicated. It's barbaric. The other option is that, like, I don't have this procedure, and you don't catch like precancerous or cancerous cells, and it's your fault because there is a way to do this where I'm not in excruciating pain. And so if you choose not to manage my pain, I'm not doing this, and that's on you. And she was kind of like taken aback, and then guess what? Magically, she offered me pain management. Fucking incredible.
What?
Why do we do this to people with cervixes? I don't understand. Like, why?
Yeah, like I
Anyways,
don't
it's not.
either. Like, how many people are they giving Pap smears to, and like, even Well, this isn't just a pap smear. This is like way more intense than a pap smear, right?
Way more intense than a pap smear. Like, they're literally scooping out a chunk of my flesh in the most sensitive part of my body.
Right.
Like, absolutely go fuck yourself, you know? It'd be like taking a power drill to your testes. Like, well, you wouldn't do that without pain management, would you?
Oh my God.
I just don't understand. Anyways, she was like, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it with pain management. So she offered me this thing called a cervical block, which is still not ideal because they still have to stick a needle into your cervix 4 times.
Yeah.
But they like inject you with lidocaine. So it like numbs you up so that when they actually take the chunk of you out, you don't feel it.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking beam me up, Scotty. I'm ready. Shoot me up with the lidocaine. Do it. So this is a separate appointment. You have to come back in for the colpo. And it's at an OB-GYN, so you have to go through the whole procedure. You check in at the kiosk, you give a urine sample, you blah, 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 blah. They get your vitals. And you take off your clothes and you lay on a table and just get ready to be punctured and poked and prodded. And it's horrible, right?
Right.
So she does the cervical block. And it hurts, but not nearly as bad as the biopsy. And then I'm, like, completely and totally numb. Like, I can't feel. King Kong could have been inside me. I wouldn't have known. I'm numb, right? And she's like, well, I mean, since you're so numb right now, like, I'm just going to take samples of everything to try to figure out why you keep having these abnormal results. So, like, I'm going to take cervical biopsies, but I'm also going to take biopsies of, like, the inside of your uterus. Everything. Because, like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you, but, like, something. And I'm like, take it all. I don't care if you remove the fucker. I can't feel dick right now. It's great. So she takes all these samples. Like, I don't even know how many. She takes a lot of samples. I'm bleeding all over. I don't know. And she's like, I can tell that she's, like, communicating something to the, like, tech or assistant or whatever who's in the room. But, like, it's clearly not meant for my ears. And I'm just kind of, like, la, 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 like, spacing out, whatever. So she finishes with the procedure. And she's like, okay, you can sit up now. And I sit up and I, like, go to stand to, like, get my clothes. And she's like, oh, baby, watch your socks. And there's just, like, this enormous pool of blood on the floor. I'm like, oh my God. What happened?
Are you
here?
Just like, you just like dripping blood like down your legs? Or
yeah, there was just like a river of blood like running out of me and like onto the table and onto the floor. And I couldn't feel any of it because I was all numbed up, right?
Is that normal?
She's like, well, she's like, yeah, that can sometimes happen with the cervical block. Like, it's no big deal. I'm like, great, okay, whatever. And, like, one time when I had a colpo, I did bleed a lot, and they had to, like, paint part of my cervix with silver, I feel like is what they said. I don't know. Whatever.
It's anyways, a werewolf. I'm like, they're like, let's put silver in there.
That's right. So I'm just like, whatever. I'm so thrilled that I'm not in pain that, like, I truly don't care. My entire blood volume could have been on the floor, and I would have been like, thank you. This was so much better than last time, you know? I, like, package myself up with, like, a fucking diaper in my underwear and, like, go on about my day. I get home. It's, like, 45 minutes later, and I get a ding, a notification on my Satan phone saying that I have a new message in my patient portal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way that any of these samples even made it to pathology yet. There's no way.
Right.
Whatever. But it says it's a lab result. So, and I'm not waiting on any other lab results. So I log in. It's a positive pregnancy test.
What? What? That's so insane.
Oh my God.
How is that even possible?
Well, right. I mean, that's really the question here. And I was just fucking beside myself because, like, I have never a day in my life wanted children. Like, never. I've never wanted that. I've gone to, like, some pretty extremes in terms of birth control to, like, make sure that I did not get pregnant
right.
in the past. Like, I really, I'm, like, not fucking around. So I was like, excuse me. This is a hell of a way to find out that I'm pregnant after you just took a chunk of my uterus out. Like,
right. Like, they would not have done that if they thought you were pregnant, right?
Correct. So I'm just like, what the fuck? The best part about this is that, like, I know that I'm not pregnant because I haven't caught a dick since the Paleozoic era. Basically, it's I'm either carrying a toddler or the second coming of Christ. It's right. one of those. There is no other option. What the fuck? So I'm just like, it's so funny to me. But, like, I also recognize that this would not be funny to, like, the vast majority of people.
Right.
Like, childbearing people.
Right.
So I, like, I think it's really funny. I take a screenshot of the result and I send it to a couple of my friends who are in med school as like a joke, right? And they're right. both like, what? Because they know that I don't want kids. And I'm like, yeah, like, I'm definitely not pregnant. So, like, this is, it's really uncommon to have a false positive. It's not that uncommon to have a false negative on a urinalysis, on the urine right. pregnancy test, right. but it's very rare to have a false positive. But there are some situations in which, like, you can have a cancer that causes your body to, like, secrete hormones at levels they wouldn't normally be secreted that can mess up a pregnancy test. So I'm like, hey, that's what I want. So both of my med school friends are like, you really need to get this checked out because, like, there you shouldn't be getting a false positive test unless there's, like, something really weird going on with you. I'm like, excellent. Right. Thank you so much. So I call the office back. And just, like, some random office lady answers. And I'm like, yeah, just had a colpo and, like, you know, uterine biopsies and then got a positive pregnancy result, my portal. And she goes, oh, okay, I'll take care of it. Click.
What?
Like, what? Like, what does that even mean?
Did she, like, abort you on paper? Like, what?
Exactly. I'm like, oh my god. Like, what a fucking time for all this to happen too. Like, in dystopian era where, like, I'm sure that there's gonna be some awful paper trail now of me, like, being pregnant and then not being pregnant. And, like, Pennsylvania is just fucking red enough where, like, I'm sure that somebody is gonna try to make this an issue at some point in my life. I'm like, oh my god, this is a fucking nightmare. So then my phone logs me out of my patient portal. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like, the app must have just crashed. I try to log back in. It won't let me. I try again a few minutes later. It lets me log in. I go back to my lab results. And the positive result has been completely deleted. And it's been replaced with a negative one. I'm like, I guess she fixed it. Like,
oh, my God.
What? It was just, like, the most bizarre experience of my life. And then I had to wait for, like, 10 days, I think, before my next appointment with her. And, like, I knew that I wasn't pregnant, right?
Right.
But, like, most, I want to say, probably most people who, like, see her in her practice, like, could have had a legitimate possibility of being pregnant. And, like, that would have been so fucked up for, like, that result to have been fucked, right? So yeah. It turns out it was just a lab mistake. Like, it wasn't, my body is not secreting pregnancy hormone. Like, it was a straight up lab error, but it was just, like, the worst and funniest.
Was it like Jane the Virgin? Like, did they, like, impregnate you? Did they, like, mix your pee with someone else's pee? Like, what?
I don't know,
like,
if they mixed my pee with somebody else's pee or if they uploaded somebody else's test to my portal, but it was one of those where it was like somebody, I'm sure that, like, the other side of this coin is that somebody pregnant got a not pregnant result.
Uh-oh.
Being
Well,
mine, you
hopefully
know.
your it's kind of like when you report that you got an extra item in your Instacart order, and then like the person who didn't get their item like is notified. Like maybe they were like, "Oh, this woman said she can't possibly be pregnant, so we I think we gave the wrong pee to the wrong person or whatever." Maybe they were able
Right.
to find out who the false negative was. Maybe not.
Hopefully they were like, wait, we have an extra embryo. How do I deal with
Hopefully
this?
that
Who
woman
knows?
is told before it falls out, like in the toilet, when she's like 8.5 months pregnant.
Well, one would hope, but I mean, stranger things have fucking happened.
Yeah.
So,
Oh my
you know, that was
God.
my story. That was my adventure of being pregnant. Only I could manage to like get pregnant and not get laid, you know?
Oh my God. Did you tell? Well, obviously, you probably told everybody. Did you tell your mother?
Oh no, I did not. No, we don't talk about that.
Oh, that's untouchable. Well, and you still have like all your parts. Like you have your ovaries and your fallopian tubes and your uterus and everything.
I have all my parts, but I might not for very much longer. We'll see.
Okay. I
Yeah,
mean, are
this.
you gonna opt out of having them, or like, is there a reason why they might be like, yeah, we need to take those?
I mean, I've had awful periods my entire life, and I'm like quite sick of them. I've
Yeah.
reported them to every gynecologist I've ever seen in my life, which has been somebody regularly for almost 20 years, and
Yeah.
nobody has ever cared. But now I have this new lady, and I actually really like her. And she's like, so this has been going on for 20 years? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it has. She's like, that's not normal. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, what are we gonna do about it? So I'm scheduled to get another IUD in a few days, which I'm not like really excited about because the last time I had one, I developed ovarian cysts. In my mind, they're linked. She was like, one does not cause the other. She like really explained it to me, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna trust you on this one, but like we're yanking that bitch if this happens again. And she's like, fair. And like at this point, you've struggled with this long enough. Like, you qualify for a hysterectomy, it would be covered by insurance. So that's the next option. And I'm like, cool, thank you.
That's good.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I. What about, have you ever done Nesplanon or whatever it is, the arm one?
I haven't. Nexplanon is pretty effective for younger people, but once you're over 30, the rate of it working decreases dramatically, and the incidence of it causing dramatic weight gain increases dramatically.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh, exactly. So
I
I'm
need to
like,
tell, like,
no thanks.
three different friends that like my day. Yeah, okay, so I also have a friend who like just super low key, like as if she were saying like I'm gonna go get a latte, was like I'm getting a hysterectomy like or like a partial like next week, and I was just like okay, cool. That was just like a fleeting comment, like, and I was like, do you need to like talk about it? Like, I was like, and this is someone who like takes my yoga class, and I was like, you're not gonna like be in class for a while. And she was like, no, it's probably fine, I'll probably just like come right back. And I was like, no,
No.
they're pulling an organ out of your vagina, I think, or maybe they don't take it out through the vagina, I don't know how they take it out.
Well, there are multiple different ways to do the procedure depending on how radical it is, but they can do a hysterectomy through the vagina. They can.
Okay, good.
Even like even the most how do I say this? Even the least invasive hysterectomy is still like a major medical procedure, and
Right.
it's, nobody's going to be like right back in yoga class. That's like not a thing.
No,
It's like a long recovery period.
she's gonna have to like, she's gonna have a lot of discomfort in her lower abdomen, probably, and like, probably, like, I don't know. She'll poop really, really, really good afterwards, maybe. Like, she'll just have a lot
I
of
think,
space in there. Right?
well, that's one way to think about it.
What
Yeah, I
happens?
guess.
What do the other organs do when you remove one? Are they just like, oh, thank God, I was like so cramped for like 40 years. Now I can just like sprawl
stretch out.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either. It doesn't make any sense. I want to have something removed, but I think it's going to be like my waddle under my chin.
Your waddle?
Oh. My little fat.
You don't even have one.
Well, I kind of do. And I think, well, what really needs to happen is I need to not like slouch all the time when I'm like, I have a resting bitch spine. I just kind of start to like melt when I'm bored, and I'm bored all the time.
Contagious? Because I have the same thing. I might have given it to you actually back in like the aughts, because I don't know. It's really the worst.
I look like Andy Dick's like grandma or something. Like it's just really, it's just terrible sometimes. I regularly think that my style can be described as like sporty mother of the bride. It's like not great. Sporty I don't know what I'm doing.
Mother, I can't see that at all, and I'm embracing it for you because that's a vibe.
I'll wear like Lululemon yoga shorts with like a blouse with tigers on it.
Sporty mother of the bride. I get it now.
You know, it's like really weird. At least I don't look like a lesbian anymore. That was a whole phase. And lesbians are great, but I'm not one. So I shouldn't look like one.
You should look like whatever you want to look like.
Mother of the bride. That's apparently my goal.
It's the sixth Spice Girl. Or the fifth. God. How many were there?
I think there were seven.
So now there's eight.
There's now Mother eight. The we're both wrong. I think there were five. Well, so what? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, what can I do? Because, like, I was telling my therapist, I was like, I'm so, like, over these, like, apps, like Grindr and Scruff and whatever, like I'm just so fucking over them. And he was like, okay, but you were just telling me like you have no way to meet people, so like why would you take away two more possible ways to meet people? And I was like, okay, but like you don't know how ridiculous these apps are, like,
right?
I'm like, I'm done showing my dick to people and who don't even know me. And he was like, I mean, that's okay, but like but don't like take things away. And I'm like, okay, but like I live in this place where everyone is like on the down low or whatever, and there's so many faceless people on these apps, and it's just like they'll like message you and like be like, what are you up to, want to hook up? And you're like, I don't know, like you didn't even tell me what your age is, like I know nothing about you, why would I want to hook up with you? And then some people are just scary. So I'm like, okay, I'm really trying to figure out ways that I could meet people. And I think just because I'm out of practice, like just randomly hook up with people I don't know. Because like, I think I want to do that more again. Of course, it's been so long that I'd probably get like strep throat or something. Or like another thing in my throat that's supposed to be in your genitals. Like I
would get pregnant, actually.
I would get a pregnant throat. I know I would.
Okay, I've been having a similar thought because I feel like it's just been so long that I'm like, oh my god, I just need to like break up the cobwebs, or like get back on the horse, or like some other cliche. Like I just need something inside of me that's not plastic.
And, that's not a colposcopy or
also not a speculum, right? And it's hard for me to meet people as well. But I decided that I'm gonna take a pottery class.
Oh. And is that one of the ways there? Yeah, has that been recommended?
No. No, it has not been recommended. My psychologist recommended a glass blowing class, and I thought that was interesting, but I don't have the greatest lungs, and I also don't smoke pot, so like I'm not sure what I would blow out of glass. Like, you know, I feel like most glass blown things are just like little
for smoking pipes, pot out of,
right? Aren't they?
I don't know. I mean, wrong. You could make like a light bulb or like a vase. It's got to be the shape of a vase, pipe, I think.
Well, that vase makes sense.
Maybe I'll do
going class too.
I think that your therapist has a point, like, because like some. I think that I've seen a lot of glass blowing videos, and the guys I've seen in them are like really fucking hot.
Oh shit. Are they?
Like they're like spinning that little metal rod with like that gooey lava shit on the end, and it's,
that sounds phallic as hell. That
sounds so good. And like they're like hitting, it's like this gooey lava thing that you're like hitting it with a hammer, and it's like slowly molding. It's like, I mean, pottery's hot too. But the danger level of glass blowing, and then there is a guy who stands at the end of the metal rod and blows into it, I think.
Oh my God, this is so much more involved than I realized.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be the one blowing the rod. It could be the hammer. You could be the hammerer.
I've always been really exceptionally good at blowing rods, though. I'm going to be honest with you.
I know.
Highly recommended rod blower.
Felicia. I know. I would Felicia. Like... Well, I wonder if you could, yes, Felicia, I wonder if you could, like, do some kind of a class where you make, like, glass dildos, because those are awesome.
Oh, that is a thought.
You might meet someone there.
You know, I have never had a glass dildo, and I don't want one.
Okay. I mean, they're really nice. I have one, and I like it. Yeah.
Are they cold?
Well, they are at first, but the thing about glass is it pulls your body temperature, it absorbs temperature really quickly, so it starts to get really warm, and then it feels, like, really good.
Interesting.
I don't have a vagina, but I'm assuming it also feels good in that.
If, in my imagination, it's, like, too rigid to feel real.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it feels real.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm just really picky with my sex toys because I like a sort of hyper-realistic dildo.
Oh, I do too. And I tried to buy one that, like, the commercial made it look like it had, like, a foreskin that moved back and forth.
Oh, wow.
And by commercial, I mean whatever I watched. I don't remember. But, like...
Late night South Carolina television.
Of course.
Is interesting.
Oh my God. Actually, that would be a commercial like in Germany or something. They have no censorship after like 11 p.m., but it's really hot. But no, like I obviously got the dildo and it like, it does not have a foreskin because they can't replicate foreskin like with silicone or whatever. But I do enjoy it. It's a nice size.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But I mean, I prefer a little foreskin if it's going in and out a lot. Just kind of helps it. But I mean, it would be probably easier to find a realistic foreskin dildo. It'd probably be easier to find that than to find an uncut guy around here.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, everyone here is, like, a white, preppy, like, chubbed up little cut boner, like, I don't know. It's just, like, the whole, it's, like, the same thing over and over and over again. It's so fucking boring. And I'm like, ugh.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Although that I did jerk off an old guy the other day.
Oh, tell me more.
He has a huge penis, and he's been flashing it at me for, like, since like midway through COVID. I've been like, oh my God. And because like I'd see him like at the like a toilet, like I see him at the gym and like he'd be like giving me the eyebrows or I don't know. I can't remember how that happened, but I've seen his penis before. And and then the other day he was like in the locker room and he was like doing like this seductive little like hip thing and I was like, oh my God. But he's like the skinny man, probably in his 70s, but he has like a very big penis and it gets like pretty much almost completely erect. And
good grief, in his 70s, what a jump. Okay, I'm in this story.
And I jerked him off and I needed like a third hand to like cover the whole dick. It was like, it was three, and I don't have big hands, but like my hands are at least 4 inches wide. So 3 times 4.
That's a lot of dick.
That's like 13.
Something like
12. That. Right. It's a lot. And I mean, and then like, I kept being like, I forgot how to like ask a person, like, can I suck it? Like, and you don't really talk a lot when you're cruising. So I just kept going like, I kept looking at it and being like, and then like sticking my tongue out a little bit. And he was just kind of like, and like, it was like, wait, what? Can I suck it? But, and then, like, he went to the showers, and I was like, should I follow him to the shower? And then I kind of did, and he left the curtain a little bit open, and he was kind of waving it around, and I was, but he was also, like, shaving his balls and his asshole, and I was like, are you busy? Like, like, I was like, should I come in there? And I just couldn't figure out, like, what he was comfortable with. I'm like, COVID happened, and then, like, Me Too had already happened, but then like we got deeper into Me Too and then like deeper into Black Lives Matter, and like the white liberal person I am now is like consent, consent, consent. Like I'm like, how do I even cruise anymore? Like what if I go into his shower and he's like, what are you doing? And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Right. This is a fascinating story. Mostly I'm confused about shaving one's asshole in the gym shower. Is that a thing that people do?
It's a thing he was doing. Well, yeah, you just kind of throw a leg up and put your razor down below, and you just kind of do just like the inside of the cheeks. I don't know how much.
I mean, I'm familiar with the act of shaving one's asshole.
Oh, but at the gym.
At the gym is the part that's really throwing me here.
Well, and I wonder where he pulled the razor blade from, because it was just him in a towel initially. I mean, maybe he was hiding a razor.
That sounds threatening.
I know. He could have cut me.
He could have.
Or maybe he had like a piece of glass he was shaving with. I don't know. But yeah, I guess he was. I mean, I think it was like, I think like sometimes like if it's a cruisy scenario, like, you guys, the guys like invent reasons to stay longer, like reasons to like have their dick out, and maybe like reasons to be like holding their penis in a seductive way. Cause like,
okay, that makes sense.
Gotta get it out of the way so I can shave my balls. And it's like, but I'm also like super horny and chubbed up. And, but I could always blame it on like, oh, I was just shaving and I got a little excited.
Sure.
They've got to have an exit strategy there.
This is like a well choreographed cruise, it sounds like.
Yeah, but I also felt like, so the other thing that happened with like COVID was like I got deeper into my like being non-binary. So like now in super like macho settings, like cruising, I get sometimes a little confused about my role, and I'm like, am I like being really manly right now, or like, do I even appear manly? Like, am I like, what am I? Like, what is my role? I get confused. And I think it's, you're not really supposed to think too much when you're in those scenarios. You're just supposed to like suck it.
Right.
Right. And I always overthink those. I always overthink it. Like every orgy I've ever been in, like kind of invited to be in, I go like, and I like run away because I like don't know, like, what's my role here?
Oh.
Who wants me?
Never been to an orgy.
Well, I think that they sound a lot more fun than they really are.
Yeah.
Unless you have a cervical block.
Yes.
Or bring it up. Or you're just like really stoned. I think being really stoned would be great for an orgy. Oh. Some kind of that. Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe you're on like LSD or something. That'd probably be bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I've done a lot of LSD in my day, and I don't think an orgy would be great for me personally.
Do you,
but
Well, do you feel like not horny when you're on LSD? Are you just like really cerebral?
Yes, I think very cerebral is a good way to describe it. Like, it's not that I'm not horny when I'm tripping, but it's just like the very last thing on my mind, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Because you're like, why is there a butterfly like becoming from the wall? Like, why is.
Like,
Whoa.
why do I exist?
Yeah.
Everything is very, not confusing, but like your brain wants to like figure out the origin of everything, or at least mine does when I'm tripping.
Well, then the next day, are you just like mentally so tired? Are you like, whoa, I went deep
It's
last
like
night?
having a hangover. Yeah, I'm like pretty brain dead and used. I mean, I haven't tripped on acid in many years, but I used to do it a lot. And yeah, like the day after, it was like being hungover, but like a brain hangover. Like your body felt fine, but you're just kind of like really
Yeah.
dumb.
I feel like that all the time anyway. So I'm like, why? But I'm very interested in doing like some kind of like drug therapy with either LSD or psilocybin or, and I mean, that's like nothing. Everyone does that, but like I still haven't done it.
You haven't ever, any of it?
The only drug I've ever done is cocaine, and I only did it like a few times. And I've smoked a lot of pot, but not a lot, but like a good amount.
Yeah.
I've never done
Wow.
edibles. Like I'm just such a square.
Oh my God, you're so square.
I know, it doesn't make any sense. I just recently had, okay, so I had a friend visit me from Michigan. He brought me half an ounce of really kind of amazing pot that like someone grew at their house in Michigan or something. Smelled amazing. It was like really good. I think he didn't realize how good it was, and I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, that's like the best smelling pot I've ever smelled. But then
Nice.
he was like, I don't want to like drive around with this anymore. Like, do you want
Right.
some, or like, can you know someone who wants to buy it? So like I like dealt drugs. Like I found a buyer and like sold it to
Wow.
them. I like Venmo'd him, and like then I had to drop it off to this person at like a soccer game the other night. It was like so like the show Weeds.
Oh my God, yes, I loved that
It
show.
was such a good show. I was like super Mary Louise Parker, and I was like, ah,
Oh,
look at me.
yes.
But like fatter, but like whatever. And then
Whatever.
everyone's fatter than her.
I know.
And so, but I like, what was I gonna say about that? Oh, so I had like this like half an ounce of weed like in a mason jar in my house for like a week or two, maybe like 3 weeks, because he was here for a few weeks. And like I didn't smoke any of it. Like I'm just such a fucking square. I know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well,
I need to like let loose.
you do.
Also, I need to not live in my parents' house. That's the fucking.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it.
Yeah. Well, so our New Year's resolution's gotta be find some dick, take a pottery class.
Yes.
We both have to do something that we wouldn't normally do. So I need to find an outlet also.
Are you into glass blowing?
I would be.
I mean, I think that might be your thing.
It could be my thing. I also want to learn how to like remodel homes. So maybe I could like find a way to like take like a class.
I love that idea for you.
Like
That's
a
great.
class in how to demolish a wall or something.
Oh, yeah, that's hot.
So hot. And maybe some like really hot men there.
Totally,
Ugh.
absolutely.
Doing it right now.
Oh, doing it. So I had like one, since I saw you the last time, I had one sexual interaction with somebody, didn't get laid. It was awful.
What
And like,
happened?
oh God. So met this guy online. I can't remember what app, but whatever. Met him on some app. He was like super interesting, really great at conversation. It became like pretty obvious to me pretty quick that the dude is like very ADD. And I'm okay with that.
Yes.
Like, that's great, whatever, no big deal. Really, really smart, but like absolute scatterbrain, very hyperactive, I think is a good word to describe him. But I've dated people like this before in the past, and they're often very fun. And I was like, I could really go for some fun. So like, maybe this is perfect. I don't know. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Met up with him for tacos, and it was like kind of a disaster from the beginning, but a fun disaster. Like, he accidentally, like, basically poisoned himself with hot sauce. Like, he put so much hot sauce on his tacos, and he didn't realize it was like the habanero hot sauce, and he was like actually dying, like eating them, like rivers of snot coming out of his face, and like crying, and like, oh, just kept trying to eat these tacos. And I was like, wow, this is not like any other date I've ever been on. I'm trying to be like, dude, you just want to get new tacos? Like, you could have fucked your tacos up. And he was like determined. It was really weird.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was really interesting. But we ended up back at my house. The taco place was like right down the street from my place, and we decided to like come back and have some beer at my house or something. And he has really great taste in music, so we just like kind of goofed around. We like palled around and listened to music and had some beers and like played in the garden, and it was fun. Like, we were just like having fun. It didn't feel like sexy or romantic or anything, but it felt like this could be like a new friend, you know? Yeah. At least that's how I was feeling about it. But I guess maybe he was feeling something else about it, because then he was like trying to be kind of cuddly, and I was like, oh, I don't feel cuddly vibes at all right now. Like, I feel like very platonic vibes right now. Yeah. It was kind of weird, but it was like whatever, like salvageable. What? We continued having a good time, and then he kind of overstayed his welcome, and I wasn't sure how to communicate that I was like over it. Like, this was many, many hours later. Like, okay, you can go home now, please, you know?
And now he lives with you. He's like roommate.
Yeah, and he's just like, I'm like, did you send the U-Haul over with your stuff? Like, I'm getting kind of panicked. Like, I'm never gonna be alone again for another second of my life. I'm like, really, like, it's not a good feeling.
Yeah. Were you also afraid that he still had hot sauce, like, all over himself, and he would, like, put it in your vagina somehow?
I hadn't considered that, but, like, looking back, I'm certain that would have happened.
That I would have had.
I would have needed a cervical block for the hot sauce that was definitely on his dick. So, like, we ended up on my balcony, and it started raining, and so we, like, went to come inside, and he was like, I'm gonna use the bathroom really quick. And I'm like, okay, whatever. He goes downstairs, uses the bathroom, he comes back up, I'm like, I have to use the bathroom now. I come down, and he had, it was the weirdest thing. I don't know how to describe this in any kind of polite way, but there was, like, a very large skid mark on my toilet seat.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, the weirdest thing ever. I was like, this kid poisoned himself so hard with hot sauce that he, like, shit himself and then, like, sat on my toilet seat.
He, like, gave himself IBS at your house.
He did. It was very strange. So he went home shortly after that, and I, like, Lysoled my toilet seat for the rest of the night.
Wow.
And it was weird. But, like, he kept trying to talk to me, like, whatever. And the friend vibes were cool. And I was like, okay, like, we can still talk about music and whatever. Like, I'm just never going to talk about the skid mark that you left on my toilet seat.
Oh, my God.
No big deal. So we got together a second time, like, a couple weeks later. That's true. I don't know. I don't know how to make this make any sense.
Oh.
But I think the idea was that we were going to watch a movie. And then we, like, couldn't find it on any streaming service or something. Anyways, we were like, my TV is like upstairs in my bedroom, so we were like on my bed, like, trying to watch this movie that didn't exist, which is kind of the perfect setup for something stupid to happen, right? And like, he kind of went for it, and I was like, but I can't stop thinking about that skid mark on my toilet seat. Like, this is sexy. But I was like, whatever. It's been so long. Like, I just take a risk. Like, just do it, right? So we, like, made out, and it was awful. He was, like, a really, like, aggressive kisser, and that's, like, not my style at all.
Right.
It was weird, and he just kept... He was, like, really verbal. Like, he kept, telling me how beautiful he thought I was, which was, like, really flattering, but, like... I feel this pressure to reciprocate when somebody does that, but I also feel like this enormous responsibility to never lie. And so I was like, what do I do? Because, like, I don't think you're beautiful. Like, this horrible pressure. It was really, I was so, it was weird. And then he, like, started fingering me, and I was like, okay, like, just, I'm just going to, like, let this happen. But then he was really bad at it. And I was he needs help figuring this out. So then I was like, trying to help him figure it out, and he was like still kind of clueless, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna make this about him. So I like fucking went to suck on his dick, and it was like the noodliest, most deflated teeny peen in the world, and I was like, okay, so he's not feeling this either, like, this is good, we can just like laugh it off and stop. But then he like didn't want to stop, and I was like, okay, so I'm just gonna suck on your soft peen and like hopefully it'll just react, but like no amount of sucking on this peen made anything happen. It was like perma noodle.
Oh my god.
I was like kind of offended because I'm like a masterful Felicia Filator, you know?
Yeah.
And like there was nothing to be done about this. And then he got self-conscious about it. And he went back to fingering. It was, like, just the worst. I was like, oh, my God. It was awful. Basically, I just ended up getting myself off in bed with him, like, sitting there.
Oh, my God. Like,
goodbye.
I hate masturbating in front of people. Like, I hate it.
It's not my favorite. Like,
yeah. I hate when they come and then, like, you help them come. And then they're like, well, you should come, too. Like, masturbate. And I'm like, oh. Oh, no, that's okay. I could do that anytime. You could get the fuck out. Right.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, it feels like that guy was, like, first of all, he had quite a bit of insecurity. I mean, like, if he wasn't even able to say, like, I should stop eating these tacos that I over-sauced, you know, like, he's got some kind of, like, trying to be a man issue or something, it sounds like.
I think so. And also he was like very not hyper masculine, which I don't want to say that I'm attracted to hyper masculine, but like I'm not attracted to like feminine guys or like I would much rather fuck a lumberjack than like a dancer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like a preference. So I was like, I don't know. I was just not feeling it. Anyways, we still talk. It's very confusing. He wants to be friends, and he's mentioned several times that there are meds for erectile dysfunction. And I'm like, I don't know how to break it to you, but like, you shit on my toilet seat, and I don't.
There's not meds for like helping a person realize when they've skid marked on things. Like, who doesn't see a skid mark they've left behind?
Somebody who fucking drops a deuce and doesn't look at it cannot be trusted.
I look at everything that comes out of my butt, like, and my penis, and my throat. Like, I look at everything.
Thank you.
It's just normal.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand. I don't think I've ever even left a skid mark on... I've left a skid mark on a thong. I mean, of course.
Well, but sure. It's
I don't think I've left a skid mark on a towel before. My dad used to leave skid marks on towels constantly. It was like,
no.
Are you? This is after a shower. Like, are you even washing there?
Oh no!
Are you even washing your butthole? Like, you have to be washing your butthole.
Oh yes, you do. I want a bidet real bad, but like, there's no way to make it work with my current toilet situation.
Having
a bathroom, and I'm like. Equally as excited about having a bidet as I am about having another bathroom in my house.
Yeah, I think it's a really big thing. I mean, if you had the possibility of completely doing a new bathroom, I would do like the bidet separate from the toilet scenario if you can. Or just get a really like sexy Japanese toilet that does all the things. if that's a possibility. That might be way more expensive than the first option. But like I have just like the tushy that hooks up to the wall. And I mean, it's cold water. I'm sure it would feel better if it were warm.
They do make ones that are just like, you know, attachments to your regular toilet that have a heater, but they have to, you have to have access to an outlet.
Yeah. Oh,
Which,
like to
like, there's
plug
not a lot
it
of places that have like an outlet next to a toilet.
in. Yeah. Or I
You know?
think they have ones where you can hook it up to like the whatever warm water comes from for your sink, but then there's like a cord going from your toilet to your sink. Somehow you have to like
Yeah.
disguise that
Confusing.
or just like have cords everywhere. I mean, I don't mind the cold, but I haven't had the warm, so I don't know like what that world is like. And then I have never had like a dryer, like the ones that dry you too. Like that would be
That sounds nice.
wonderful because and this is all I talk about anymore is bidets. I use like these little washcloths that I only use for my butt. I definitely was like sharing this bathroom because I live in my mom's house and my niece's boyfriend was living with us for a while. And I definitely meant like to in the beginning of his stay with us, which he lived there for like 4 to 6 months or something. I really meant to be like, by the way, these are for my butthole. But then it just slipped my mind, and then it had been too much time for me to say, if you've ever used these on your face, don't, because they're for my butthole.
Wait a second. Wait a second. These are not like one-time use things. Like
No,
you reuse them?
they're like the cheapest little, you know, when you buy like a bundle of like 12 washcloths from like TJ Maxx, they were just like little cheapies, and I just like I'll use them and then I'll like throw them in the hamper and I wash them. It's kind of like a granola diaper. But I, you know, and usually when I wipe myself with them, like they're clean because I've used my bidet. Occasionally that's not it's not the case, and I have to run the bidet again. But the problem is, and I was telling my friend this the other day on the pod that my butthole, and people, I hope people never get sick of hearing this. My butthole is way too receptive of like cold toilet water. Like it just, the minute it hits it, my butthole opens and receives the water. So I'm like cleaning myself inside and out. And I
It's like
don't,
an enema
right.
bidet.
I don't think that's what's supposed to happen, but I think I'm just like so like relaxed from like the big poop I just took, and my butt's just like just like yes. And it's hard to calm my butthole down once I've had that kind of excitement, I guess.
Have you tried hot sauce?
I haven't. That would be good. I've tried Icy Hot on my penis before. That was wonderful and terrible at the same time.
Probably both of those things. You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Actually, it's not funny at all. It's just cute. Stand
Okay.
by.
Is it a cat?
Can you hear him? Did you hear him?
Was it a cat
No.
purring?
Yes, I'm trying to get him in the microphone. It didn't work very well, apparently. He's very sweet.
Oh.
Hi. Do you want to purr into the microphone? Yeah, it's probably not picking up. Anyways, imagine a cat purring into your ear. It's really sweet.
Wow. I haven't heard that in a while. I love cats. I just really wish they didn't have dander. That'd be great.
Yeah,
I
you
just
don't
would
want
love
the
it. I think
dander.
I would probably not have dogs if I weren't allergic to cats, because I do think I'm like
Oh.
I would love a cat, but no.
What about the hairless ones? Do they still have dander?
I don't actually know. It's something to do with their saliva. I think it might still be a problem, but
Whoa.
somebody was telling me about this. I mean, and I they told me, and it seemed like a new thing. I was like, wow. But I've already heard about like things you can give your cat. Like you give them like a supplement or a pill or something, and then they don't bother you or anymore. Or
Really?
I don't know. I feel kind of bad. Like I have to drug my cat so I can
Yeah,
keep
that's
it.
kind of weird.
I mean, it's no better than people telling me I should take allergy pills every day so I can like be around their cat. And I'm like, no, we're just not gonna date because you have a cat, which is sad.
Oh, that is sad. I think that's the problem, though, is that I think the people that are most likely to be out of the closet in South Carolina have cats.
Oh, they have so many cats.
Oh,
They've just, because they've probably, they're tired of the whole thing and they're just like, I'm gonna get a couple cats.
yes.
And
Yeah,
if
and they're
anyone,
right for doing that.
if you love me, you're gonna love my fucking cats. Otherwise, hit the road, Jack.
That's right.
Don't step on my
Well,
puss.
they're oh.
And other t-shirt ideas.
I want that t-shirt.
I do too.
I'm supposed to get my IUD on Wednesday morning, and I'm gonna have to postpone that because the weather is gonna be nice, and I can't waste a good weather day at the doctor's office. I just refuse. I work a little bit this week. I've been like being like a mad gardener. Like it's February, and my house is filled with seedlings,
Oh my God, I
and
love that.
I need it to be spring, like real bad. So, yeah, trying to do house stuff and seed stuff and work stuff and IUD stuff. All the best stuff, really.
I really wish I lived somewhere, and I know like anyone living somewhere in the north is gonna hate me for saying this, but I really wish I lived somewhere where like it was still cold in February, 'cause like we literally have pollen on everything right now. Like it's like spring already, and I'm like,
Oh my God.
what? I like hate it.
Pennsylvania is like really confused this month because we've had 2 days, at least 2 days, where it was like in the upper 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that?
Was that a purr?
No, it was a dinosaur. Excuse me, can you make the dinosaur noise again, please? Did you hear him?
I heard nothing.
No, it sound crazy. Wait, come here, do it into the microphone, please. Oh, I'm
Was he
sad that
like,
you missed it. Literally exactly like that.
okay,
You nailed it.
I will be filling in all of those blank spots with my own noises.
I think you should. That's some imitating a pterodactyl beautifully.
Aw. Well,
Yeah.
thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, yes. My pleasure.
And
Thank you for having me.
I hope that I just, like I said, I hope that we both have sexy shit happen like really
I just
soon.
hope you blow some glass rods.
I'm gonna blow some rods. I'm gonna probably go to like the only gay bar in this entire like half of the state and just like sit at the bar by myself and see what happens.
Do it. I think you should do it.
I'm gonna do it. It's literally on like the tarmac at the airport. It's like, it's basically the
No.
airport. That's where the gay bar is. Yeah.
No.
And there's never any like flight attendants there. It's really upsetting. It's like, why wouldn't you stop
What?
by? Why wouldn't you stop by? Why like, I want like a Portuguese like flight attendant who has like a layover to just like
Right.
flood my mouth with whatever. Pee, cum,
Oh,
I don't care.
hot sauce?
Hot sauce. That'd be like fine.
Skittles.
I know. Oh my God, Felicia, I love you.
Love
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Drew.
And for all of those listening, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And don't forget in the show notes to click on our new link tree and you can check out our socials. And if you want, you can even subscribe to hear old episodes from season one. And that money goes towards keeping us on the air. So that would be great. Anyway, I hope you guys are filling all your holes with whatever keeps you happy. Goodbye.